I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Heidi and I were having a discussion today, and we were talking about how when you search for something on Google or anywhere on the internet, you maybe speak something to Alexa. All of a sudden, all over when you're online, you start seeing advertisements for those things.
No.
And she said that freaks her out. It doesn't bother me, though. I don't see any problem with it. To me, they're just trying to make money by – it's almost like they overheard me walking through Walmart saying, you know, I need a new shower curtain. And all of a sudden they're like, hey, let me bring you 4 or 5 shower curtains
to look
at. Exactly.
It's like someone's listening to you think, and all of a sudden, you know, Walmart blue vests are jumping out with different shower curtains from the back of a row or something.
Okay, but here's the difference. It isn't really like you were walking along and you said it quietly to a friend. You typed it into Google somewhere.
Which is even
which
worse.
Is the same thing as telling one of the employees at Walmart that you wanted it, and then they told all the other employees, go get this lady some shower curtains. To me, it's super good service.
I put that to the challenge the other day. I decided not to type it, but just think it. And guess what? Went to my computer, and there it was.
I don't believe you. Okay, so we got to talking about this, and I was mocking her for her unreasonable fears, and she was mocking me for embracing technology and not being worried about it, and
right.
We got into this fight. So I Googled it.
Okay.
So now I'm getting the weirdest stuff.
Oh.
But I learned some interesting things. First of all, for those of you who have not studied this in school, George Orwell wrote a book called 1984, and he wrote it back in the 40s, and it was saying that by 1984, we would have this massive totalitarianism government that would watch over everything we said and thought. And if we didn't follow along with what they said was okay, then you would be punished.
And some people think that might be the next step.
Well, they're saying he missed it by a couple of decades, but it's happening. Mm. But it's different than what he imagined, because he imagined the government in charge of all this. But it turned out it's private companies instead that are doing it right now. Here's where, though, and this is another interesting note, Orwell actually died writing that book.
Mm.
He put off important medical treatment to finish the book because he thought it was so important, and he died about a year and a half after he published it.
Well, you mentioned private companies who are collecting this data on us and this information and who are watching our keystrokes. What do you think they do with it?
Well, I know what they do with it. I've been reading that, and it's interesting. The first thing they do is package it and sell it to other companies.
Including governments.
Okay,
including
that's true.
Governments.
Okay,
yeah.
But here's where it gets really scary. I'm not as worried about what the government will do with it. In theory, we have a way to keep the government from doing something bad with it. We choose the government. We're supposed to be able to choose representatives that represent us and will stick up for us, even though that doesn't seem to work. But in theory, we have a way out. Private companies, we don't have much except the government laws. But what happens, and this is where I read it started to get really scary, what happens when your insurance company says, well, we need to have a little device in your car, and we want to watch how you drive, and we're not going to insure you if you were going too fast or if you were doing this or that. And you're going to have some people that will rightly speak up and go, no, that's not how insurance works. Insurance covers everybody, even when someone makes a bad decision. It's a group of people all chipping in so that one person isn't bankrupted for a bad decision. But you'll also have the rule-following people who think they follow the rules all the time and don't realize they don't every time. And they'll say, well, you don't deserve to have insurance if you're speeding. You don't deserve to be insured that night that you had too much to drink on the way home. And then it starts to get ugly, but it gets even worse. What happens when your health insurance company says you got to wear your Apple Watch and they want to see how many steps you're taking a day? And if you don't take 10,000 steps, they're not paying for that heart surgery that you got coming up because it's your own fault.
Well, we kidded a while back about how they're going to, you know, smoking is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to weigh you in on, you know, when you clock in.
Check your body mass
index.
To see
if you're, like, really unhealthy. And then they're going to not want to insure you.
Then they'll be, and the old sayings will be out. And the new saying will be, you know what, Apple Watch a day will keep a doctor away.
Actually, the Apple Watch a day is going to lose your insurance for you.
Well.
And you could say, well, I'm going to opt out of that. But what if every insurance company says, well, you got to do it or you can't get insurance, and then you don't have a choice?
So are you with me and being a little concerned, or are you technology pays off?
I like technology. I think the government has got to step in and make some privacy laws that protect us from this kind of bullying. I don't have a problem with Amazon offering me 50 shower curtains because I looked at one. I have a problem with an insurance company saying they want to know how I do everything I do because they don't want to pay out if I didn't do it just right. That wasn't how insurance is supposed to work to begin with, and I don't want it if they're going to do that. But we don't have the choice. The government makes us buy insurance, so the government shouldn't let companies do that.
Insurance has already changed. My free physical cost me nearly $400 now. It's no longer free. You get, it says, oh, free maintenance, you know, yearly maintenance checkup. But if you ask him a question, another $100 because it's not part of your maintenance program.
Have you noticed, though, with the new technology, they ask you allow or deny, like, your phone, like where you are,
location. I always deny.
You always deny?
Mm-hmm.
See,
but when he plays Pokemon, it doesn't work at all.
I don't play.
Well, I know you were talking about cars earlier. I mean, that's what GPS is all about, isn't it? They know exactly where you are, what you're doing.
Yeah, but they don't know who it is.
If they wanted to pull it out, because
they can't prove
accident.
Who's driving the car.
Right. Well,
but
that's
if they
true.
Go with the insurance company and the actual, like if you have OnStar, they may not be able to prove which one of you is driving, but they can say it's someone in your family.
Because it happened in an auto accident that happened here,
right.
And they pulled this little computer out of
the car. Well,
they pulled
the black box that's in all the cars
and
now.
And it said, well, this is how fast you were going, this is where you were, and it was your car.
You know,
now you
got to
prove where you personally were.
And it starts at home is what it is. You guys that are married know that, you know, you got to ask your wife everything before you
do
something.
Well, when she gets you an Apple Watch, you better just figure, you know, wonder if she trusts you or not.
Well, it's going to be interesting whether or not our representatives watch out for us or not.
They won't.
The way we're headed right now, they're not, mm-hmm. And it is going to be a scary future. I'm not worried about it because according to my Apple Watch, I won't be here long enough to have to suffer from any of that anyway. I'm going to die a lot sooner from that heart attack.
You probably need to lie back right now.
I am feeling a little bit sweaty.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.